Madtown 93.1 Jams, what's going on? It's Krista in the Morning Rush in Madtown. I am so ecstatic to have this phenomenal woman in our studio. She has been a dear friend of ours when it comes to making a difference in our community, especially when it comes to helping out fight blood cancer with Krista's Crusaders, and of course, helping out raise awareness when it comes to mental health. We are very honored to have back in studio Miss Shalisa Johnson, owner of Aerostar Photography. Hello, my love.
Hey, girlfriend. How are you?
Hello, queen. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, myself and Tracy are very excited to have you on. We are on Facebook Live because we need to talk about something that's extremely important, and especially when it comes in the month of September. As we all know, September is National Recovery Month, National Alcohol and Drug Addiction Recovery Month, and National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And this is very near and dear to your heart, and you have a phenomenal project that was led, and you have a beautiful young woman that is with us that is a part of this journey with her son. So tell us all about a girlfriend.
Well, first, let's say hey to Sarah.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
So I launched a campaign called I'm Possible, and it was for LGBTQ youth in our area. And it was benefiting the Trevor Project. And for those who don't know, the Trevor Project is the leading national organization that helps with mental health crisis management and suicide prevention for LGBTQ+. And so I did an empowerment campaign with some friends in our community. And I think it was really awesome. I really wanted to lift these kids up.
Let me just say, when I saw a photo that you had shared with us, I was totally taken back and in awe, and my heart was just brightened because of what you were doing with the fabulous things that you were taking pictures and letting people know about love. And this is so important. So thank you for that.
Did you just almost start to cry? Because now I'm going to.
Yes, because this is extremely important in our community. So I thank you for this. This is very, very important. And we're going to be talking about this beautiful young man coming up. So
that's my kid.
Yes. Hey, so Shalisa, why did you choose to do a fundraiser for the LGBTQ community?
You know, they are struggling and they need a lot of support. And now, you know, I'm Black, right? So I get discrimination and I get legislation and I get all that stuff that's harmed our society. And so our friends in the LGBTQ plus community, it's now they're experiencing it, you know, even down to which bathroom you can use. And that's just preposterous. But I pulled this up here. 31% of Native Indigenous, 21% of Black, and 21% of multiracial youth attempted suicide on Trevor Project's last survey. And I really wanted to lift these kids up. They just imagine being in your own body and not being able to be in your own body the way that you were born to be, and having people judge you, ridicule you, all the things, and then what you feel inside. So I just, you know what, this is, I run my own business. I have the power to support the organizations and the causes that I feel passionate about. And so that's what I did. And so that's why I chose Trevor Project and to support these kids.
Thank you for doing that. Sarah DeRubis, welcome to the show, my love.
Thank you.
We are so ecstatic for you to be on with us today to talk about this and to be a part of this. And we are so excited to hear about your amazing son. Tell us what you can tell us about when it comes to mental health challenges that you've seen in youth with the LGBT community.
Sure. Both of my kids are part of that community. They're 14 and 17. And like attracts like, I guess. So many of their friends are also part of the LGBTQ community. Almost every single one of those kids suffer from depression and anxiety, including my own, even though they have a really strong support network. With family and friends, it's still really hard for them. I've actually referred some of my children's friends to the Trevor Project before I even knew about this. So I respect that immensely. I also have done birthday fundraisers for Trevor Project. The kids struggle with bullying at a higher rate. They're four times more likely to be depressed, have anxiety, or attempt suicide. And I think bringing awareness and making their struggle known is going to make a difference. It's going to make a difference.
Absolutely. Keeping the conversations going is so important. That's why ridding the stigma of mental health is so important, that we always need to keep our voices heard and letting people know you are accepted, you are loved for who you are. And if you ever need to talk to someone, please reach out.
Right.
That's why this month is so important.
Absolutely. And Sarah, you're such a supportive parent. So I just want to say, I just love that. So your child was the one, who did the Impossible session.
My 17-year-old.
Your 17-year-old. So how did they feel about themselves afterwards? I'm curious about that. And what kind of impact did it have?
Yeah, I asked him last night what he felt after the photo shoot. And he said that he felt powerful and seen. Which is huge. It's huge. And thank you, Shalisha, for making it so fun and so comfortable to be there and to make me feel and Kai feel like you are a lifelong family friend.
Oh my goodness.
But Kai posted one of the photos on his social media and got the biggest response he's ever gotten on that one.
Check this out.
The biggest response he's ever gotten on one of his social media posts, full of love, full of support. And he's TikTok famous. So that's a big deal. That's a big deal to get that kind of outpouring of love from this photo shoot.
Yeah. That is.
It is.
Yay.
And I want Kai to know how inspiring he is, sharing himself with the world and letting you know, especially when it comes to other kiddos that are going through the things that you are, and so many. That's why it's so important. You are a staple. We just honor everything that you're doing, because this is what it's about. This is what it's about. Allowing yourself to be who you are and be happy about it and share it with the world. And if you don't like it, who cares? I don't care if you don't like it. This is who I am, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, again, it's just amazing. This entire session that, I have seen you do, Shalisha, it's just amazing. The photos are outstanding.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
They're outstanding.
Yeah.
So what has this created? What has this done? Where are we at right now with the project? I know, are you still taking on clients, or how are we today?
So I have one coming in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a couple that I had to reschedule due to illness. And then after that, I think for the month of September, I'll be done doing that. But please reach out if you just want a private session and you want an empowerment session. After this. And so hopefully we raise $1,000 for Trevor Project. I do have a little link on my page to donate if you wanted to be a part of it, but didn't get a photo taken, if you just wanted to do that. So that's on Aerostar Photography's Facebook page. And that would be great if you wanted to contribute. And just a side note, I have to say hey to the house at East Madison. Thank you for letting me be here today. And thank you, Carrie. Sarah, you and your child, I love you. I love you so much. You became family that day. And I've had actually a lot of experiences like that with the clients that I had come in, and just being invited to things. And there's like a pride thing in Janesville I was invited to. And my heart is full. This was all, I volunteered my time to do this for these families, and I will do it over and over and over again for things that I care about. And Sarah, I just love you. And I love Kai. And I can't wait to hug him the next time I see him.
Soon.
So hopefully he watches this later and knows how much I love him.
Well, we'd love to have him on the show too.
Oh, he'd love that.
Yeah.
Kai's a performer.
I love it. Oh yes. Didn't we just have a big performance?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I love.
Kai performed drag at Five Nightclub on Sunday. It was amazing.
That is the place to go, honey.
Yes,
we
is.
Have the biggest jam going on out there to Five. Yeah.
Can I just say one more thing? I want to thank Dana. Dana, you know who you are. Dana and Nemo, you're fantastic. Bianca Lynn Breeze, oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Bianca.
They have been so supportive. Dana has sent me so many people to participate in this, because she knew the impact that it had on her own child. And so thank you, Dana. I love you very much. Sarah loves you.
Me too. I love you, Dana.
So keep up the good work. You are such a strong advocate for the friends in this community and your children and children's friends. So thank you.
Well, thank you once again, Shalisha Johnson, for this amazing project. Again, owner of Aerostar Photography. I'm Possible. Thank you so much. Sarah, thank you for coming in and sharing as well. We appreciate you. Thank you for being a rock star parent.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure you follow Aerostar Photography. You can see all these beautiful photos right now on IG. And thank you so much, ladies, for coming in with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Keep the conversations going. Super important month to save lives right here on 93.1 Jams.